Six Music from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
springtime in New York. I'm out back of the apartment where I'm staying with Mrs. Badger. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. The fourth edition of the programme from New York, where it is a bright, blustery and beautiful spring day. There's lots of sparrows nesting in the bamboo trees round the edge of the garden of the apartment where we're staying, and they've all been showing off to the girls constantly. It's quite a sweet thing to see. And other than that, I've been out and about walking in Manhattan, met some wonderful people, seen some amazing things. I'm sure that you'll hear all about it in the next 2 hours. But I played that song at the front of the show, 10cc's I'm Mandy Fly Me, because it's something from my childhood that I just can't help but love, despite its cheesiness. And it really is cheesy when you think about it. But air travel very much on my mind, because one more programme to go from here, and then the long flight back to Blighty. By no means the longest flight I've ever taken, but I didn't get into a plane till I was 26 years of age. Mark Potter and I got a shuttle to London to do a radio session. And he was dead chuffed to be with me on my first ever flight. And I remember him saying, "This is the best bit, Garv," just as we'd taken off and it all settled. He said, "This is the best bit. Excuse me, could I have 2 gin and tonics, please?" And that's pretty cool, actually. So yes, flight-related stories throughout the first hour of the programme. In the second hour of the programme, I'll be talking about Grandaddy. They're our featured artist this week. 3 tunes from them, pointing out why they're such important artists to me and to the rest of Elbow. And also talking about the many stories involving the band, because they're old friends of ours. And yeah, we've toured with them a few times, and lovely boys they are too. But a beautiful, blustery spring day here in the Big Apple. I know it's Sunday night for most of you, Monday morning for many others. I'm going to play this tune that I was listening to the other day as I was striding along Second Avenue on my way to the Hudson to see the sunset. I made a street compilation, some of which I'll be sharing with you over the next 2 hours. And this one from Deus came on. I absolutely love this tune. One of my favourites by the band. They too are friends of ours. In fact, I ended up singing on a Deus record some years after meeting them. There's a swear in this, but we'll reverse it for little ears in case there's any kicking about. But from the Big Apple, welcome everyone, and happy Sunday.
Crack all week. it's not my style.
Amazing. That's Deus and Instant Street. I've come into my apartment because it's getting a little bit chilly out there. I want you to picture me now in my dressing gown of a morning, schlepping down to the corner for bagels and coffee, in my sunglasses as well, of course. None of this is true, by the way. I've not left the apartment in any other state than fully dressed. But picture that anyway while you listen to Booker T and the MGs and Tic Tac Toe. Booker T and the MGs and Tic Tac Toe.
For nearly 60 years, he has shown us the wonders of our planet.
It's a basic principle of biology, of evolution, that nature doesn't produce a complicated structure for nothing.
But it wasn't where it had all started.
The human larynx is an extraordinarily complex piece of apparatus, and it can produce the most fantastic sounds.
It had started with folk music.
In the 1950s, music coming from the BBC or anywhere else wasn't a man with a guitar, except as a folk artist.
Available now at the Six Music website, hear my in-depth conversation with Sir David Attenborough.
Because I was very interested in folk music, I thought it'd be great to put it on television.
Discussing his love for music, nature, and the BBC.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
And Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
I promised you some air travel stories. So I was 26 before I got into a plane. I've told you that. And then in quick succession, Pete Turner from the band, the bass player in Elbow, and I had to do a promo tour of Europe. Now, that involved 10 flights and 11 countries in 13 days, doing lots of interviews in each. And I reckoned the second and third flight landed us in Amsterdam, and we were flying in a storm. It was really quite frightening. Now, sat next to me on this flight was this large Dutch lady, quite a foreboding character. I didn't get a smile off her when she sat down, and she wasn't rude so much as very brief with the staff on the plane, with the cabin crew. she wasn't particularly warm, and I sort of thought, miserable cow, if I'm honest. Now, as we flew into Amsterdam in the storm, the plane was almost landing at an angle. The winds were so severe, and I was absolutely terrified. And suddenly this lady grabbed my hand and said, "Is it your first time in Amsterdam?" Really warm like that. And I said, yeah, really surprised. And she said, "Let me recommend a cafe that a lot of my students go to." And I said, "Oh, right, what do you teach?" And she said, "I'm an art teacher. But let me recommend this cafe." And she started describing in detail how to get to this cafe from the centre of Amsterdam. Before I knew it, we'd hit the tarmac. And almost as soon as we did, she released my hand, briefly smiled at me, and then went back to being rude again. And I realised that she'd talked me through the landing. She could see how nervous I was. And I guess the teacher in her decided to help me through the landing. So there you go, you can be wrong about a person, can't you? Maybe she just didn't like flying. So this is to her, in case she's listening. It can only be one song, of course. It's Rufus Wainwright and The Art Teacher.
There I was. I tell him it was him. Oh, I wish I could tell him. Oh, I wish I could have told him. I looked at the Rubens and Rembrandts. No, never have I turned to
Wainwright and the art teacher. So I mentioned the first promotional tour of Europe that I did, where we did lots and lots of flights in quick succession. Back in those days, Elbow was signed to V2 Records, and an old friend of mine, still an old friend of mine, Ray McCarville, was the man in charge of looking after us throughout this promotional tour. So me, Pete Turner and Ray McCarville get on a little City Hopper flight, a twin propeller plane that was going from Copenhagen, and I can't remember where we were going to land. And now when you come out of Copenhagen Airport, you go past loads and loads of wind farms in the sea. It's quite amazing. They're kind of literally at the same height as the plane if you go off the right runway. And I'd say 10 minutes into the flight, Ray was fast asleep. He could sleep on a clothesline, could Ray? And me and Pete had our Walkmans on, and Pete was beginning to doze as well. And suddenly out the window, I saw these wind farms again. And I started to sort of worry. I thought, we've turned around. At this moment, the cabin crew, who had been pretty glum, suddenly came out of the cockpit. They were all in the cockpit. This made me panic a little bit further. And suddenly they were all bright and smiles and giving out drinks. And I thought, something's wrong. And I immediately woke Pete up and said, I think we're returning to the airport. Sure enough, the captain's voice came on the tannoy and he said, ladies and gentlemen, there's a small light up here in the cockpit telling me that it would be a good idea if we returned to Copenhagen Airport, as there could be a small problem with the temperature of the fuel. But nothing to worry about. We'll have you on the floor in 10 minutes, and we apologise for the inconvenience. So, of course, my heart's leaping out my chest. Me and Pete are both frantic, thinking about writing our last will and testament. And we thought, we're not going to wake Ray up. Well, you know, if there's nothing to worry about, pointless in worrying him too. And in a few minutes, we were back on the ground. The delightful thing being that as we got to the door of the plane to walk down the steps, Ray, rubbing his eyes, looked out the door and he said, they all look the same, these places. Which was just hilarious, because we were back at the same airport. So Ray goes down the steps, we all get on the bus, on the tarmac, to take us back to the terminal. And then we looked at the engine of the plane, and it was black. So that was pretty terrifying. That was a flight we shouldn't have got onto. And here's Joni Mitchell talking about a flight that she regretted getting on.
The lights down there, that's where we'll land. I saw a falling star burn up above the Las Vegas sand. It wasn't the one that you gave to me that night down south between the trailers. Not the early one that you can wish upon. Not the northern one that died in the sailors. Oh, star bright, you got the love one that I like. So gentle and sweet, but you got that look so critical. Now I can't talk to you, baby, I get so weak. Sometimes I think love is just musical. Up there's the heavens, down there's the town. Blackness everywhere and little lights shine. Oh, darkness, blackness dragging me down. Come on, light the candle in this poor heart. mind. Oh, star bright, you got the loving that I like. All right, turn this crazy bird around. I shouldn't have got on this flight tonight. I'm drinking sweet champagne, got the headphones up high, can't numb me out, can't drum me out of my mind. They're playing down go the wheels. I hope you got your heat turned on, baby. I hope they finally fixed your automobile. Hope it's better when we meet again, baby. Star bright, you got the love I like. All right, turn this crazy bird around. Shouldn't have gone on this flight tonight.
Joni Mitchell, or Auntie Joni Mitchell as I like to call her, and that was This Flight Tonight from the album Blue. So I don't want to worry too many of you if you're about to get in an aeroplane. I've taken hundreds and hundreds of flights in the last 10 years, and nearly, in fact, that was the scariest one. In actual fact, on some of the flights we've been on, our band and crew have been the worst thing that's happened on them. I remember vaguely being in Sweden, and we were on tour. We'd played a gig that night and we stayed up all night because we had an early flight, and everybody sort of conked out at the same time under the influence of lots and lots of booze, I'm afraid to say. Please drink responsibly, etc. And it was such a long check-in queue that the band and crew lay down in the check-in queue. This is disgraceful behaviour, and I can't believe they let us on the plane. Presumably they were trying to get rid of us, but we're all lying down in the check-in queue. And occasionally our tour manager, Tom Piper, would roll us forwards and we'd grab our respective pillows, i.e. luggage. And that went on for about 25 minutes. Terrible, terrible behaviour. Coming out of Sweden we were. That's an excuse for me to play a tune by Little Dragon, because they're from Sweden. This beautiful thing from the album Ritual Union is called Crystal Film. And could I apologise to the staff that were working in the airport that day for our disgraceful behaviour.
Paper, true, the one trip.
Little Dragon and Crystal Film. So how are you lot getting back? Getting back from where? How are you lot getting back? Right, should we try this again? How are you lot getting on back home? Time for a postcard from home. Dear Guy, I just don't know what to make of the weather. Temperature-wise, the wind chill is keeping even the hardiest Mancunians in hats and scarves. But while the still bare trees of Heaton Park seem to shiver in huddling clusters, azure blue skies and blood-red sunsets are a reminder that technically it's spring. Dad says there'll be a heatwave in May, but I wouldn't invest in a bikini just yet. I know you'll be enthralled to hear that Manchester City have made it to the FA Cup semi-final to face Chelsea. Put your hand over your mouth when you yawn, young man. Ah, this is more like it. Grim Up North have had a mini Grimfest at Stockport Plaza, showing a series of six horror movies to bloodthirsty fans and giving away what they call goodie bags. I dread to think what they found inside. And Berry has become truly cosmopolitan with Argentine tango lessons for beginners at the parish church hall. Let's hope that Fairfield Hospital isn't overrun with leg-tangling injuries. So Northern Life is meandering along in your absence, but I'm really looking forward to hearing stories from your big adventure in the Big Apple. When you come home, there'll be pint pots of tea and bacon butties to look forward to, even if I can't promise you'll know what season it is. Actually, that reminds me of a Simon and Garfunkel song, See You Soon, Your Sister, Big Love, B. I know exactly which one she means.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, May she will stay, resting in my arms again. Christmas walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
Beautiful Simon and Garfunkel and April Come She Will.
BBC Radio 4.
Welcome to a world of all things cultural. The beautiful, the baffling, and the brain-breakingly ingenious. From films to books, to art to video games, Front Row brings you the best view of modern culture, straight from the mouths of its creators.
My next guest, Terry Jones.
Or Jake Bugg plays live in the Front Row studio.
Ben Affleck, my first guest tonight, had won the BAFTA.
Their words, their thoughts, their ideas. Front Row. Listen to the latest editions on the BBC Radio 4 website.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
So I was talking earlier about how much air travel a touring band does, and I mentioned our amazing tour manager, Tom Piper. We've only ever travelled with Tom. He's a wonderful man. We've never missed a plane, incidentally, while he's been in charge, and he knows how to organise a wayward, hungover group of musicians, if ever I've met somebody. In actual fact, on another promo tour of Europe, when we were out with Ray, who I mentioned earlier, I was in Frankfurt Terminal, I think, in Germany, and I saw Tom working with Ladytron, who were a brilliant band. And amazingly, he hadn't seen me, and I saw him doing with Ladytron what he does with Elbow when he's trying to, he's got to get everyone's attention. And he was basically saying, okay, everybody, the plane's going to leave in half an hour, so you've got 10 minutes to go and get yourself some food, and then we're meeting at that terminal over there. And he's speaking to everybody like the five-year-old children and looking them all in the eye, making sure they get his attention. So what I thought would be interesting, to see how on it he was I snuck up behind the band, and I just joined the band and crew. And he looked me in the eyes twice while telling me what to do as well as them, before he realised that it was me from another band. His reaction was marvellous. He jumped on me and gave me a big squeeze and said, what are you doing here? And I said, we're in the middle of a promo tour. And he said, oh, quick, where are Pete and Ray? So Pete and Ray had crashed out in a lounge down the way. And he told Lady Tron to hang on a minute. And he ran to that lounge, burst through the doors and shouted to them both, Pete, Ray, plane! And the pair of them jumped to their feet and grabbed the luggage before they realised that Tom shouldn't have been anywhere near him. It was a wonderful thing. You don't always know what's going on in airports. You travel at crazy times because of the economy, the necessary economy of touring. And I think it's put best in this amazing song by Radiohead. This is the sound and the complaints of a touring band. This is from OK Computer. This is Let Down.
Oh,
Radiohead, and from OK Computer, that's Let Down. There's an amazing film, documentary film, of Radiohead touring called Meeting People Is Easy by a guy called Grant G, who also made a short film about Elbow's writing of the BBC's Olympic theme tune. An amazing filmmaker and a wonderful man. I recommend you see that if you haven't seen it already. So there are some things about air travel that I've noticed. You can't write on a plane, or at least I can't write on a plane. I don't know what it is, there's just not enough stimulus on a plane. I'm a big fella, so generally speaking, the legroom's not great on a plane, and you've kind of got to get through it. But I've noticed that anything longer than 3 hours, and I kind of hit this stasis where I can be on the plane for 24 hours, which you kind of are between Australia and the UK. You kind of hit this place where you can't get any more pissed off with it. It's almost like you reach saturation point, and then you could just go and go and go. But I remember one particular long flight coming back from Japan. Two things happened on this flight. The first thing was, just as everybody's tucking up to go to sleep, because it was a night flight, everyone's putting the blankets on and the lights are all blinking off around the cabin. And a couple of air hostesses started pushing a trolley down one of the aisles, and then suddenly one of them said, really quite loud, "What was that noise?" As you can imagine, it wasn't what we needed to hear as passengers, and she was sort of pushed backwards by the trolley into the galley, no doubt for ticking off. The other thing that happened on that plane was I noticed the couple in front of me, their light came on, and I just sort of looked at it, and they were fiddling around for the switch, which was on the arm between the seats, and they turned it off again. And a few minutes later, it came on again, and they looked a bit perplexed by this and turned it off again. And I looked over to the guy sat next to me, who was our guitar tech, David Coates, otherwise known as Coatesy. A bit of a character in the music world, very well known. A few minutes later, it comes on again. And then this guy turns around and gives me a very stern look, because Coatesy is fast asleep. So the guy thinks that I'm doing it. So then I keep an eye out, and then I notice that Coatesy is sliding his arm up in between the seats and switching their light on, and then pretending to be asleep so he looks like me, the bastard. That was the most exciting couple of things that happened on that flight. Somebody who can write on aircraft, somebody who can write in a plane, Here We Go Magic. They're just amazing. And this song, Over the Ocean, has made air travel all that more bearable for me. Have a listen to the words of this one.
Thank you.
Here we go, magic, from a different ship that's over the ocean. I'm trying to hook up with them guys before I leave New York, because I know certainly Peter, the drummer, lives here. So, yeah, I'm trying to grab a couple of beers with them before I leave. But, yeah, there you go. So there's my stories of air travel. Couple of things happen when I'm landing back in Blighty after being away. And the thing that you notice about all of the UK, really, when you're landing, when you've been away for long enough, is that it's not just green, but there's so many different shades of green. And there's something really lovely and familiar about coming home for everybody, I'm sure. But two songs always come through my head. One of them is Jerusalem, which is pretty typical. And I don't actually like Jerusalem, so I'm not going to play it. And the other one is this tune from the Stone Roses. And it took me ages to work out why it was. And it's because we quite often finish our US tours in Atlanta, because there's a major air terminal in Atlanta. So we route our US tours to end in Atlanta, Georgia. And there's a line in this song that says, from Atlanta, Georgia to Longsight, Manchester. Here they are, the Stone Roses with Daybreak.
This is the daybreak, and this is the love we make. But love is the law here, you got to know how I love it, yeah. It's more than a mover, you know it takes all fast or song. Stop all wild, bring a loving song, brother man, to nature child. Alongside Manchester, everyone ready, so willing and able, yeah, 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 for the love you make. Gnosis, yeah. Woo! Bones and soul, this the whole wide world should know you're. I came to sing this song in your soul. We'll be right back.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good party, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Stop, right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love in here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Ooh. Right, right on. Right on.
Marvin Gaye and What's Going On. I played that tune for you because I heard what they call an SUV over here driving past while me and Mrs. Badger were having some food at a little cafe the other day. And this guy drove past with What's Going On playing really loud in his SUV, a young guy at the wheel. And then 10 minutes later, he went past in the opposite direction and he still had What's Going On. So I can only think that he just discovered the song and was really enjoying it. So that's for him and his SUV, whoever he is. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. I'm in New York, episode 4 of my New York adventures. And as I promised at the front of the show, our chosen artist this week is the amazing band Grandaddy. Now, I'm sure you're already aware of who Grandaddy are, but if you aren't, a really good place to start is their album, The Software Slump. You're all Six Music fans, so you're all music fans, which means you all love the album as a format. However much trouble it's in this day and age with download and such. But The Software Slump is a beautiful thing. It's sort of semi-apocalyptic. mixing nature in its imagery with broken down household appliances, and in actual fact a character called Jed, who is a mythical robot that the members of Grandaddy build throughout the album. Jed is eventually neglected and dies. And this very sad song obviously relates to something else that's gone on in Jason Liddell's life. But this is called Jed's Other Poem, and it's the first of our offerings from the amazing Grandaddy.
Apparently before Jed had left us, he wrote some poems, wrote them for no one, but I guess I'll show them. Here's one of Jed's poems.
Jed's Other Poem from the Software Slump, which is the Grandaddy album that you should start with if you're not familiar with their work. More from them in a little while. They remind me of the early days of Elbow's recording career, because we were on V2 Records alongside Grandaddy and we ended up touring with them in the UK and the US. And we'd met them before, actually. Most of Elbow worked at Manchester Roadhouse, which is an unsigned music venue, which is still doing very good work. In Manchester. It's an amazing place. And yeah, four of the five members of the band worked there. And when Grandaddy came through promoting their first record, these guys with long beards and trucker caps skateboarding around the venue, we were like, whoa, who are they? They're cool. The music didn't really grab me until the Software Slump, by which time I became a huge fan. And then they took us on a UK tour as their main support and a US tour as well. So we got to know them very well. Wonderful lads. And what I remember they used to do, which was very sweet, was You get PDs on tour, your per diems. It's basically a bit of money to feed yourself with every day that you're on tour. And Kevy from Grandaddy would collect everyone's PDs one day, just $10 each or whatever, and he would go to a supermarket and he would come back with loads of beer and burgers and onions and mushrooms, and they would drag an old barbecue that they had under their tour bus out, and they would, and he would cook up a storm, the most delicious barbecue food you've ever eaten. And any kids that couldn't get into the venue on the a couple of occasions where it was oversubscribed, I remember one in particular in Utah where that happened, they would get a beer and a burger with the band to thank him for coming. A lovely memory, that. Around those days, I Am Clute were on We Love You, which is was a subsidiary of the Wall of Sound, and so were the Bees. So they were going out on their first UK tours as well, and I know they did some work with the Bees. I don't know if they actually toured together, but I fell in love with this album, Sunshine Hit Me, from the Bees. I love them very much, and this song's called Punchback. Memories. The Bees, from the old days. And what would be nostalgic, Kings of Convenience are old friends of ours as well. This is Riot on an Empty Street. Mm-hmm.
instead and breathe life in and move like knives through scars on land. Still untouched, no stain of hands, caramelized in a tilted light, no change. Unbroken, all aims get forgotten, of lead on floors of sand, the idea reduced again to outcome, no change. Stays unbroken, all aims get forgotten,
Kings of Convenience and Riot on an Empty Street. And I like to think we're into our Sunday night groove, everybody.
Space belongs to Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey.
We were doing a bit of research on Ned Sausage Roll.
Well, he says he's what, head of aeronautics?
Richard Branson's space trips company, yeah, thing. So if you fancy booking with him, it's...
How much is it?
A million.
It's a million for six of you? That doesn't seem very expensive. I'm working this out a bit like you do with people in a taxi. So I'm going into space next week. Well, if we get six of us, it works out as cheap as getting the train, doesn't
it? What about if you split the bill with your calculator, sir? Yeah. I didn't have a start.
Tell you what, Mark, we'll get it, because you're going to Pluto, aren't you? So you can drop me and Lizzie off, we'll give you... Tenor.
Radcliffe and McConey.
Space taxi.
I think I'll stick with NASA.
Radcliffe and McConey. Weekday afternoons from 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
Jolie Holland is somebody that I was hoping to meet while I was in New York. I haven't got round to it yet, but you never know. This is Wandering Angus, and the lyrics from this song are supplied by William Butler Yeats, who's one of my favourite poets. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Jolie Holland.
I went out to the hazel wood because a fire was in my head. I cut and peeled a hazel. And when blossoms in her hair.
Jolie Holland from a wonderful record, Catalpa, which is said to be one of Tom Waits' favourite records. That's Wandering Angus. So, Grandaddy are our featured artists of the week. This next song is called So You'll Aim Toward the Sky. It finishes off pretty much a really beautiful, epic album called The Software Slump. I really couldn't recommend their music highly enough. So You'll Aim Towards the Sky by the wonderful Grandaddy.
Dream, dream.
Thank you.
beautiful. So being away from home, it's funny, isn't it? I cannot see a member of my family for 4 weeks, and neither of us will bat an eyelid. But as soon as it's geographically impossible to see one another, you get really panicky when you think about them. I think it's called missing each other. This is for all my sisters and my brother and my mum and my dad.
Outside, a black spider dancing on top of his eye. Red-legged chicken stands ready to strike, and everything empty in. Built my house from barley rice, green pepper walls and water ice. And everything empty in into one.
Cat Stevens and Into White for my family. So I've been writing elbow lyrics while I've been out here. I've been listening to our half-finished record. I've been pondering all the different records we've ever made, because that's what happens when you're writing. You sort of go back to what you've done in the past. Not necessarily for inspiration, but just to, while you're wondering how you've changed and what your new threads are and what new forces are at work where the writing is concerned, you can't help but look back at old records. And when we first got together, when we were 17 or 15 in Craig's case, Craig was still at school when we formed. We used to have to bust him out if we had a gig in the afternoon, like Murdoch in the A-Team. Around that time, we were listening to lots of the trip-hop stuff, a lot of the Bristol scene. And we ended up touring with Alison Goldfrapp years later. Her music, incredible, that first record, really amazing. And she, of course, sang with Tricky, who was a spin-off from Massive Attack. I later ended up contributing lyrics and my voice to the last Massive Attack album. So you can see it's a huge thing for me that having, when we first got together, been influenced by this stuff. You end up meeting these people and working with them. Anyway, there's the title track from Goldfrapp's first record, Felt Mountain. This really is something special. Goldfrapp and Felt Mountain from the album of the same name. So she sang with Tricky on his debut record. This is not from his debut record, but this is a beautiful piece he did. This is called Makes Me Wanna Die. I love this song.
She makes me wanna die and follow where Mary goes and cherish the things she knows and says if I change my stride then I'll fly
She makes me wanna die. And change my stride. And then I'll fly. And look to the sun. See me in psychic pollution. And walking on the moon. And how could you dare? And who do you think you are? You're insignificant. A small piece, an ism. No more, no less. You try to learn the converse in universe. You know it's ironic. Smoking hydroponic. She makes me wanna die.
Change my stride.
And then I'll fly. And she makes me wanna die. Follow where Mary goes. And cherish the things she knows. And says if I change my stride. And change my stride. Then I'll fly. Look to the sun. See me in psychic pollution. Walking on the moon. And how could you dare? A small piece, a ism. No more, no less. You try to learn the universe. And can't even converse in universe. You know.
Oh, beautiful. That's Makes Me Wanna Die by Tricky. Our last tune now from our featured artist of the week, Grandaddy. This is a lesser known tune from an EP called Through a Frosty Plate Glass Window, I think it's called. Let me just check that. Through a Frosty Plate Glass. And the end of the title's cut off there on my computer screen. But this is Grandaddy. This song's called What Can't Be Erased. A very sad image at the front, but a lovely tune.
It off a lone dinner plate, trying to erase what can't be erased.
laugh about how we try to erase. We can't be erased. We can't be erased.
Final tune from our artist this week, that was Grandaddy and What Can't Be Erased. If you've missed the titles or the names of the artists of anything I've ever played on The Finest Hour, you can go and find it on my page of the Six Music website.
For nearly 60 years, he has shown us the wonders of our planet.
It's a basic principle of biology, of evolution, that nature doesn't produce a complicated structure for nothing.
But it wasn't where it had all started.
The human larynx is an extraordinarily complex piece of apparatus, and it can produce the most fantastic sounds.
It had started with folk music.
In the 1950s, music coming from the BBC or anywhere else wasn't a man with a guitar, except as a folk artist.
Available now at the Six Music website, hear my in-depth conversation with Sir David Attenborough.
Because I was very interested in folk music, I thought it'd be great to put it on television.
Discussing his love for music, nature and the BBC.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter?
And the antimatter.
This tune from Cat Power popped into my head the other day because I was watching Million Dollar Baby, the Clint Eastwood film about the woman boxer. And because, for obvious reasons, I always thought that this song featured on that film. I was confused when I didn't hear it. But there you go. Here's Cat Power and The Greatest.
To be the greatest. No matter what I fall.
Cat Power and The Greatest. When me and my sweetheart realised that we'd be in New York over Easter, I thought, I bet there's some good choirs going to be singing. And we found one. We went uptown from here, so about midtown Manhattan, and found a choir singing at the Church of the Holy Trinity, which is an Episcopal church. Is that the right way of saying? Is it Episcopal? Yeah. They're kind of the same as the Church of England, but American, if that makes any sense. I don't think they recognise Rome. Anyway, it was an amazing choir. We didn't hear Foray, which we were expecting, and which I'm going to play in a minute, but the Church of the Holy Trinity choir were just outstanding, and it was really engaging and a lovely thing to do on Good Friday. So here is the Foray that we were expecting and we didn't get, but dedicated to the Holy Trinity Church, New York. Here we have, from Foray's Requiem, the In Paradisum. Beautiful. This next tune, and I think our last, is from Mark Hollis of Talk Talk. I absolutely worship the man and all his work, but in particular his last solo album, and this is called Watershed. Perfect Sunday night music. Thank you.
clothes, no film, squalid tone. Should have said so, makes it harder.
Wonderful. Well, that's all I have time for another week. Thank you so much for joining me. Next Sunday is the last of my New York shows. Thank you so much to everybody back home that's helping put these together, Michelle and Peter and Helen and everybody. Thanks so much to my sister Boop for sending the postcard from home. Thanks to everybody in New York who's been so lovely to me and Badge while we've been here. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. It just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week, and don't touch that dial, Don Lex up next. Night, Mum.
Midnight, I spent another lonely day. Midnight, tomorrow is on its way. Empty and new, still I'm lonely. So lonely at midnight for you.
Six Music
from 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Well, all right.
Now, could be Sunday night or even Monday morning. Any which way, you've been given fair warning that this is Culture Clash Radio. Yes, my people, I'm Don Letts, and for the next 2 hours, I'm your musical guide for a ride that'll cross time, space, and genres. With, in the first hour, Dave D. Dozy, Mick and Titch, Flume, The Melodians, LCMDF, The Fool, Little Roy, MGT, Mahala, Ray Banda, and Bibio. And that's just part one. In part two, you know what I do. We're talking slow and mellow. But until we get to that, hold this from BAD2, The Globe.
Break it on down. Woo! Bless you. Woo! Bless you. Woo! Oh, bless you. Woo! Bless you.
Where are you going, my beautiful friend? Is this the road that we take till the end? And if we break down all we left behind, is this the highway of all mankind?
Axis spins around and round we go. Where we're going, no one really knows. Here we go. Feel the fire way down below.
Come on, dance.
It's party time.
Switch on the stroke.
Get up and clean your teeth and have a shave. It's 1 a.m., let's go out to a rave. One more in before we hit that grave. It's hotter than a microwave. Wave.
Come on, dim the lights.
It's party time.
Switch on the scope.
Do what you like. Lift it on.
Come on, dim the lights.
Party time.
Switch on the stove.
Do what you like.
We're gonna have a ball tonight.
Let's have a ball.
Down at the globe.
Well, I am the Bishop of Brixton, on my way to the garden party at the palace.
Where's the party, officer?
Come on.
Do what you like.
We're gonna have a ball tonight.
Let's have a ball.
Down at the globe.
Here we go, one time, bring it on down. Oh, Jesse. Smoke more than 50 fags a day. Oh! So if you